Oh.
All right,
oh,
Carl.
Oh, no.
Something just happened. I'm so sorry.
You're too strong.
I need to quit Pilates. I have good guns.
Yeah.
Sorry, my such strong arms ripped it off.
You guys ever noticed that my chair is significantly smaller than
okay,
yours?
Okay, I read our a comments baby. A couple weeks ago, and people were like, I'm dead that Matt always gets a smaller chair, and I never noticed
No,
that.
I always get the smaller chair.
It's a
is
little.
It just lower?
It's lower and smaller. And
if anything, I should have the smaller chair.
Yeah, and the back is not as high, so I, like my back is killing
no,
me
wait,
every
time. No, wait, I think that'd be perfect
this.
For me. We could have switched.
Well, it makes us the same height now.
Oh.
So I think it's. I think it looks good. But
so people don't know I'm small and dainty.
But maybe maybe we'll see if we can get them to put a normal size because I don't have the full.
I'll
back.
Get you a booster like, seat.
Yeah.
I'll get you a phone book.
He's just an old man. Oh yeah, it is so little.
Yeah, it's like a little.
Isn't I've never noticed it until someone
it
commented.
It looks like they just like ran yeah. it through the dryer. Because everything about it is identical to the other chair.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit smaller.
It's like my back is just like.
Did you ever realize you were sitting in the smaller chair?
No, I never did. And maybe, I saw comments of people saying that, but I thought,
maybe
no,
you're
I just
think
so it's
tall,
the angle.
People think it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to look at it the whole time. You look so big.
Yeah, it's a little tiny little. I'm going to email them and see if they can.
No.
It's not comfortable.
Well, just swap it.
The what? Yeah.
Wait, literally, we can switch yeah. next time because that'll be perfect for me.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back with another Good Influences, everybody. It's
what
Tuesday.
Is good.
It's Tuesday at noon in California.
11:40.
Well, no, when they're
no,
watching
when
this.
When this is posted.
Oh, whoops.
It's also Thursday.
And did you see there were comments that was like, I've watched all 96 episodes and had no idea that you guys posted the same time every single week.
That's
no.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh. So when I announced that we post the same time every week, there was people that didn't realize
doing
that.
Doing the Lord's work.
Set yeah. the notifications up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And you were correct that it is 8 p.m. in London.
I like, know.
You just came up with that
I know.
And it was
I just
right.
said it randomly and it was right. Probably, I can't believe I'm literally, I'm so smart now.
You're a savant.
The Slim Fast has given me so yeah. much
Slim
knowledge.
Fast?
Yeah,
Carly
like,
started drinking
Slim Fast
every day.
You don't know what Slim Fast is?
No, I know what it is. It's from like the 90s.
Yes,
though.
Exactly.
They're still in business?
They're just old bottles from the 90s.
No, they literally sell them in like more modern
Slim
little bottles.
Slim Fast?
Did they change the logo? Because the way I see it, it's like the red.
Yeah,
no,
kinda.
It's like
it's still that.
Same.
I have powder, so I'll like drink it on top of my breakfast because I never feel full after eating like a big breakfast even. So I'll just like, I have the powder, so I put the powder in a thing and
normally,
put milk.
Normally, it's been happening for like 3 days.
This is my new norm.
What is in Slim Fast?
It's
is there
like an appetite.
Protein?
It's supposed to be like a meal replacement, but like never could I ever replace a meal with it because it's a drink.
And are there ingredients in it that like speed up your metabolism?
I have no idea. It could just be like a milkshake. I don't know.
Interesting.
It says...
I'm a big Soylent fan.
I know. I'm kind of interested.
It's just nice when like you're in a pinch where like...
Does it really make you full though?
Yeah. I had it like for breakfast this morning on the way here because sometimes I don't like eating a lot of food.
That's how I am.
Because it makes me like a little sedated.
I'm going to a doctor's appointment for the first time in a long time. I'm going
to
get my
what?
Checkup. Just checkup. Oh. But
are you really physical?
Yeah.
I thought you just got a blood test done, though.
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Which
I got my blood taken, too.
Me, too.
And
8 vials.
Did you feel a little woozy afterwards?
No. And I had to fast. I had
yeah,
to slim
you can't
fast.
Eat. You can't eat before
like,
you do it.
She was like, did you fast? And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking starving. Let's go get
what,
this
What
over
time
with.
Did you have to do it?
9 a.m.
You were hungry at 9 a.m.?
I wake up hungry.
She wakes up hungry. I do,
this
too.
Metabolism is like
oh, your
insane.
Metabolic age is 21. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I want to know what yours is.
Yeah.
Did you get your results back yet or not yet?
No, I did it on Monday. But I have like a follow-up
right.
on the 16th.
Right.
So it was crazy. I got a new doctor and they did like my physical. It was her assistant. And I got an EKG.
Oh.
Got all my blood drawn. Did a urine sample. They like tested my grip strength, which I really have no idea like medically what that is.
I think if you can't grip something strong enough, that's a sign that you might have something.
Or like arthritis, carpal tunnel.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was good or
did
not.
Did you like the experience?
Yeah.
Because like fine. I had to pick a new doctor because like the change.
It's a checkup.
No, but with the insurance, you have
physical.
To like pick a doctor that's in network and they give you a list. And I like Googled a bunch of them and the reviews for doctors is crazy. Like, you could just tell when there's a crazy person. Like, I tried to book my appointment, and they didn't have the exact time, and I went there, and they were rude, and I had to fill out so many forms. Yes, that's going to one star. Like, what
How
do you expect?
How long did you have to wait to get your appointment?
Well, I did call. Okay, I called for a dentist also, because I'm just like,
Fun.
I want to get my whole thing. So I called this dentist yesterday, and I go, yeah, I'm a new patient. Just want to do, like, a routine cleaning. She goes, okay, new patient. We have availability in October.
You should go
and
to
I
Dr.
literally
Poon.
Laughed. I was like, what?
Come to Dr. Poon.
Dr. Poon?
Yeah, or Dr. Mashood.
I mean, dentist. Yeah, I'm open to...
Hit up ZocDoc.
You would like DP. And I feel like he gets people in pretty quick.
Oh, well, and then one person was like, you have to wait until July to see the doctor. Doctor appointments and that's
oh, and when you're a new patient, they're wondering. So excited because you're going to be like, they're going to find something and then they're going to like be like, we need to do this
care.
Before
like, we don't need to help you.
Yeah,
until
my experience with like the last two or three I went to, it's like you're in and out and they looked at you for 3 minutes. They're like, anything wrong with you? And I was like, no. And they're like, why are you here? And I'm like, I don't know, for my physical. And they're like, yeah, just come back next year. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about the dentist. My bad.
Both of them. Both of them. They're all like in an... I mean, I don't know if it's a California thing or my insurance,
but... go to Dr. Poon. I'll give you his number.
Okay.
It's like a small little practice. It's him and his assistant. The only That's two it. People who work there. It's like family, like a big family one. He won like best... dentist in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, you'll join the No Cavity Club, like on the wall.
No, he has like, he is a photographer. He's like 75, like maybe older.
Oh, he's a veteran.
That's hard a to little.
Say. No, I like that. That means
he's really
good.
Yeah. And every summer he spends like weeks going to third world countries to help children.
Wow.
Who can't afford to get their teeth done because they don't
have
that
there. Oh, that's a
great,
okay.
He's so sweet.
Okay, maybe I'll book an appointment.
Yeah, he was like, I work on people who are like in their 20s and 30s and have never seen a dentist once in their life.
Whoa.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, you got to go twice a year is what they say, right?
Yes.
Yeah, every 6 months.
Yeah.
Or once every 10 years.
But I've also never had a cavity in my whole life.
Yeah,
that's
me
great.
Neither until I went to Dr. Poon.
Me too. Maybe he's lying. No. Every new patient, one cavity.
No, because...
And that cavity fucking hurt to fill. I don't think this was a hurt.
I think mine was because of my Invisalign.
Oh,
I
like it trapped the bacteria
in
there.
Yeah. But when I went to him like last week and he was like, I'm going to be dead by the time you need like any serious work done.
That is crazy.
So, and I was like, Poon, don't say that.
Oh, good grief.
I'll give you his number.
I'm just scared I'm going to go back and they're going to be like, actually, you do need your wisdom teeth out. And I'll be like,
you still have your wisdom teeth?
Yeah, they're growing in. Like normal.
Mine are fully grown in.
One of both my, of what?
One of my Invisalign retainers has
That's
like
disgusting.
Goes fully to mouth. One of see. My wisdom teeth.
They're not grown in.
Oh, they're
Wait,
not grown
But were
in?
You told at one point that, yeah, you don't need to get yours taken out?
Yeah, I got x-rays. Just... When I went to Dr. Poon like last year or the year before, I got x-rays. And he was like, yeah, it looks like they're going to grow in like fine. They're
Normally?
Not going to move your teeth.
But won't it? Yeah. Oh, it won't move your teeth. Oh.
Yeah, hopefully not.
My bottom ones haven't grown in, but I think that they're fine.
Can you get put under?
Yes. Yeah, most of the time.
Most of
well,
the time
when Zane got his removed and I was like in the room for it, he was like just under like laughing gas and
yeah,
like local anesthesia.
They do that, but they can also like literally put you under.
Yeah, no, I was put under when I was like, yeah.
But doesn't that cost so much money if you're...
If you have insurance, then they usually
but
will
But dental
cover
insurance
it.
Is a scam.
Yeah, it doesn't really cover that, I don't think. Because you're like kind of opting to do that.
No, dental, yeah, it... Dental insurance hardly covers anything. Like my implant was like $1,200. Even then one time I went in for a deep cleaning and then they put like these antibiotics in and that
deep
was like
cleanings.
Another like
$1,200. Did you have to get Novocaine for the deep cleaning?
Yeah, I got Novocaine.
How come
for
I didn't get
deep
a deep cleaning?
Well, because you probably don't need it.
But I didn't go for 10 years.
Yeah, but I didn't, when That's I didn't crazy. Go for 10 years, I didn't either. I also feel like you have like a lot of dental stuff that you...
I was. No, there was. Because, what was it? I wanted to get, like, Invisalign. She goes, well, this was, I had a root canal that went wrong and that basically killed the tooth. And so I had a dead tooth. And then they were like, it's not good to be having this dead tooth in your mouth. Yeah. Like, it can cause a lot of health issues. So they go, you need to get that removed, get the implant, get a fake tooth on top of it. And so.
The cadaver tooth?
Yeah. Because one time I had an emergency root canal. It was one night where I had this pain in my mouth. That I could, like, that no matter how many Advil I took, the pain wouldn't go away. And I was about to get on a flight for Playlist Live the next morning.
Playlist Live.
And it was a point where, like, it was so late in the night, like, I had to call my mom and, like, wake her up because I was like, this pain won't go away. And it was deep. You feel it, like, in your
It's
brain.
Literally a nerve that's connected to your brain. It's
And then
insane.
I called my dentist and I was, like, telling them.
In the middle of the night?
I'm like, can we get a root canal when I come back? And they go, you can't get on a plane. Your pain will even get worse because of the pressure in the air and everything. So I had to go to a hospital, like at the ER.
Yeah.
That
get
night?
Put under, they had to give me like
they
morphine.
They do root canals at ER.
No, they gave me morphine and then scheduled me as an emergency root canal by the time this, and I had to cancel my flight.
Did you miss Playlist?
No, I think I still managed to.
My God.
No, I think I still managed to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the morphine help?
Yeah, absolutely. The pain went right away.
That's crazy.
Slay. Yeah. You should go to the dentist.
I'm going to. I usually go twice a year. Yeah. I usually just go. My mom books me when I go home for like Passover and Jewish holidays. Like when I'm home in New Jersey, I just go to the local one. But
Dr. Poon is fun too because he takes pictures with you and puts them on the wall.
That was my my Dr. Simpson.
Is he the one that has Seinfeld on the wall?
Yes.
My guy. That's my guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you posted that recently.
Yes.
TJ posted the other day, but I post it every time we
poster.
Go there.
Yeah, I would love to have that poster.
That'd be great, like in a bathroom.
Take it. You should steal it.
It's so great. Ask him where he got it.
Yeah, you can find it on eBay.
I mean, he probably bought it in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
That's probably
true. Or just like on the internet.
You could find it.
Can you imagine you're just in a dentist's office somewhere, like the cast of Good Influences, like in Nebraska or somewhere, just like.
Yeah.
But there's like people on the wall. Like the walls are filled. Some of his clients are like the people who own Flappers Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to give out free tickets to Flappers.
I would love to go to Flappers. Jay Leno plays there like every weekend.
Yeah, I saw him.
And it's
there.
Like 20. You saw him?
It's in LA?
Yeah. It's in Burbank. It's where the movie theater is.
I never noticed that.
Was he funny when you saw him?
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah. I feel like he's got to be worth seeing before.
He literally just like popped in.
Oh, it wasn't like
we were going to see Hannah Burner. Like this was probably like 2-3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And he, I think, because he just goes there all the time, was like, I'm just going to pop on before her. So then she literally was like, Jay Leno just opened for me. Yeah, he was funny.
She's like, I'm the main act.
Yeah.
Jay Leno opened.
Is he doing okay? I thought he got in a massive car accident.
He did.
He was in a fire.
He got lit on fire.
I think
he's
okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He's been crushing it.
People see him around town all the time.
I've seen him driving.
I've never seen him.
He's always driving some weird ass car,
too. He's the eighth wonder. Of
it looks like the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang
yes,
car.
Yeah, I saw it. He's driving like from the 1910s with like the spoke wheels and.
Yeah.
He's like a Burbank staple.
Do people not like Jay Leno, though?
Yeah.
Welcome to
Celebrity Hot Takes.
Yeah. Wait, why?
Because of the whole Conan O'Brien Tonight Show thing in 2010.
What happened?
What's the tea?
He, like, took his
spot. So, basically, in 2000, I know all about this. Oh, in 2005,
yeah.
In 2005, Jay Leno said, I'm leaving the Tonight Show in 2009. I'm handing it over to Conan O'Brien. So, it's like, okay, in 4 years, you're going to leave? Great. 2009 comes around. Jay Leno leaves. Conan takes over the Tonight Show. And all is well. And then, like, a couple weeks or a couple months later, the Tonight Show was kind of struggling. Ratings were going down. Letterman was doing better. And Conan wasn't doing so great. And the Tonight Show was on at 11:30 every night for like 60 years. 11:30. Jay Leno comes back and is like, I want to be on TV again. I want a show at 10 o'clock. So Jay Leno does a show at 10 to 10:30 and is like now taking away kind of the audience even more from Conan because the whole point is like you retire. Your fans now need to like be with the new guest or the new host. And so Jay Leno's on at 10, Conan's on at 11:30, and Conan's just like really, really struggling. Like the views aren't coming in. It's only been like 3, 4, 5 months. So NBC goes, hey, we're going to take the Tonight Show. We're going to push it by 30 minutes. So you're going to start at like 12:05. And then we're going to give Jay Leno the 11 p.m. slot. And Jay Leno's now going to go from 11 to 12. And NBC was like, well, we'll just basically keep Leno's audience at the time they were used to seeing Leno. It's not the Tonight Show. But Conan, we're going to push you to midnight. And Conan was like, nah, fuck that, because this is now going to be like the tomorrow show. I'm not going to
who's going to be awake for that?
Yeah, exactly. It's so late. It's the next day. And you're also now just having the guy ahead of me whose audience, like
retired.
I'm trying to get. Yeah. And
that's
was
weird,
like,
yeah.
Conan was basically like, I will not move the show. Like, it's been this way since the 1950s. I'm not moving the time of the show because you guys, like, don't believe in me. And they said, well, see you later. And they fired him or he quit or whatever it was.
And then he started.
And then he left and they brought Leno back. For like another 2 years, and then Jimmy Fallon took over.
And Conan went like on tour during this time, right?
Yes.
Didn't he have his own show?
Well, so Conan basically, like when he left NBC, they said you can't be on TV, you can't be on the radio, you can't do a podcast, you can't do anything for
a
year.
But they fired him.
Yes, but he had a contract with them, and like the contracts with these big companies is like if you don't work for us, you can't do anything. It's like a non-compete.
And was this when like a lot of people were changing like their profile pictures on like MySpace and Facebook to like, Team Coco?
Yes. Yes.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And so Conan was like, he basically felt like he got forced out of NBC and the Tonight Show was supposed to be his. And NBC was like, nah, we're going to keep Jay Leno like just to try to keep the network alive. And everyone kind of sided with Conan because Jay Leno should have just fucked off. Like he shouldn't have been, oh, I'm going to come back at 10. I'm going to come back at 11. Like, no, you left. It's now Conan's show. Give him at least a year to like figure it out. And so Conan did a tour because that was the only thing legally his lawyers figured out was he could do a live show. I went for my 21st birthday. Reggie Watts opened the show.
Cool.
And it was like one of the best live shows I've ever seen in my life. It was awesome.
And he like played music in it too.
Yep, yep. He had a whole band. He like played guitar. They did like
covers. I can't wait to get my show again.
That. Yeah.
It was and then they made a documentary about it too.
Where, what channel was his next?
TBS.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yes,
thank
then
you.
He went to TBS.
I watched that.
Yes,
yeah.
That, so like, and it was kind of, people felt like a little bad for him because he went from like NBC, 11:30 to like, TBS at 11.
It was funny. Silly, because he's funnier.
He is funnier.
He's much funnier.
He's
the best.
Agree.
The funniest.
Seems like a ginger hate crime.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And the other reason why people hate Jay Leno is because he kind of pulled the same stunt also in like the 90s, because Johnny Carson was the original host of the, or not the original, but Johnny Carson was the host of The Tonight Show. David Letterman was supposed to be the next host of The Tonight Show. And Jay Leno, like, kind of, people say, stole it from David Letterman, too, and that's why Dave Letterman went to CBS.
And that's why it was The Late Show with David Letterman.
Yes, and he went to a different network. The whole late night, it's like there's movies about it, there's books about it. These late night wars were like a huge thing.
But what about Lily Singh?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, no.
Wait, this is like sparking something. We should do an episode on like celebrity feuds or like things that like people don't remember, like old celebrity feuds.
I did not know any of that.
I know.
Jay Leno's edging his way onto my hate list.
Yeah, it was. I really had like a long time where I fucking hated Leno because it's like.
Isn't he also like a big Republican too?
Leno?
Well, I thought Lane.
So
just because he wears denim. I don't know.
We were watching. So there's a new show on Bravo. And it's like a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules with some old cast members who like all got fired from the show. And the plot point of the most recent episode, it was the whole full hour, was them being like, well, I was told that Michelle is a Republican.
This podcast is sponsored by Ghostbed. Here on our podcast, we love talking about the people we adore. And when it comes to getting great sleep, we really love the folks at Ghostbed. As a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghostbed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. They use only the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting material, so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep. What sets Ghostbed apart is their signature patented cooling technology. Say goodbye to those restless, sweaty nights. That's me sweating in the middle of the night. Every mattress keeps you cool and comfortable so you can sleep like a dream. When you purchase a Ghostbed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed. With their 101-night sleep trial, you can try it out risk-free and experience the difference yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping and most items ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/good to save 50% off site-wide. Are you ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/good. And because we're all about sharing the love here on Good Influences, use the code GOOD to save 50% off your purchase site-wide. That's right, 50% off. You're welcome. Go get your ghost bed.
And so then they were all fighting. Like, and he even got back to her and she was like, I'm not a Republican.
Oh, my God. That like was the conflict of the
episode.
Yeah,
they were like, the R word.
I don't want to be labeled as that. And they're like, when you're in LA and you're labeled Republican, like, it's game over for you.
It's they're very funny.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot of the people on the show probably are Republicans.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just, it was the whole entire episode.
It was so
and it went from, like, one person who started it to. Then she told another person, then they told another person, then brought it back to another person who then brought it to the group. And so it was like this game of telephone of whether or not she was a Republican or not. Like these people were screaming at each other.
It was like deeper than that, though. It was like had like racial undertones,
like connotations,
and LGBT. Of, like, it was like more than just Republican.
The Vanderpump show that's like on Hulu or like they're all like at a palace and stuff.
No, that's Vanderpump Villa.
Yeah.
The D'Amelio's.
The Valley is.
Why does Dixie have a black eye?
I don't know.
I that she fell and she was drunk and fell.
I actually believe that completely.
Yeah.
Not saying like I think that's something Dixie would do, but she's at
I think
that
Jen
age
Shaw
where,
punched
like,
her in the face.
Wait, who?
Jen Shaw punched her in the face. No, it's like a housewife joke.
Oh.
One of the housewives woke up with a black eye and they couldn't figure out why, and it was like she was trying to like hide why. Whatever.
Yeah.
I will say just one last thing about Conan. Because like young people really loved Conan and young people, that's like his audience, and old people really like Jay Leno and boomers are the ones who more watch TV. So whatever. But so Conan had his very last Tonight Show ever. And it was like on a Friday night or whatever it was. And we were in college. We were having a party in college. On NBC when he was still on the Tonight Show.
Okay.
His last episode ever. I think he had like Will Ferrell and Bruce Springsteen and like had all these people on, but he did a monologue. And we were at like my college house party, full house, everybody there. And I like put it on the TV and the entire party stopped. And we like sat there all watching Conan do his last show ever. Wow. And he gave this incredibly beautiful monologue that was like, we'll do this show in a parking lot, like the people I've worked with. Aww. This is like, you know, life hands you things. I'm the most luckiest guy in the world. He was just like such a class act about the whole
thing. I hate cynicism.
Yeah, I hate cynicism. It's one of my least favorite qualities.
I remember this.
And then I was like, whatever, 19 years old, and I remember this forever. He said, if you work really, really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. And that's how he ended the show. And then he's like doing the podcast and he's doing tours.
We got to get him on the pod.
Got an HBO show, yeah.
Mass Replacement.
I love his pod.
He's the best.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Yeah. Love it. One of my favorite celeb interview podcasts out there.
Have you met him?
No. Mm. God. When I saw him at the show in like when I was 20 for my 21st birthday, when he did the live show, we ran, it was in Atlantic City, yikes. Oh. And we ran into like his guitar player like outside of the area, and I was like, oh my god, that was such a great show. He's like, oh, thanks so much, like what are you guys doing here? I was like, it's my 21st birthday, is there any way I can meet Conan? And he's like, no. I was like, okay,
no.
And so I've never met him, but
that's funny.
Who's the worst celebrity you've ever met?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, we've talked about
this.
Met her?
Yeah,
she was a nightmare.
We were like, well, we didn't get to meet her. We were supposed to, but she had like a freak out.
It was interesting
because it was the Super Bowl weekend, so she was.
We were working with her.
Didn't David do something with her too? And yes, like Jason's mom.
It was all that same weekend.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but then when they came back, they did something else with her.
Yeah,
but I feel like it might have still been for the brand.
Okay.
But we basically, all of us went to the Super Bowl and we were all making content and we had to make it with her. It wasn't like a thing where we were going up to Jennifer Lopez and then like she
let's
was
do a TikTok
weird
dance.
And
singing in front of her.
We had like scheduled times where we had to like film content with her. And then when it got to us, we had been waiting too for like a pretty long time.
And we were so scared.
Yeah. And like A-Rod walked into our section and like A-Rod was there. I think like one of their kids.
Are they still together?
No. She's with Ben Affleck.
He cheated
now on
her with someone from Southern Charm, which is a show on Bravo. But so they walked upstairs and then was it Neo?
Neo? So it's like a love songs Neo?
Yeah. Like
I think
someone
so.
Someone who was also like performing at the like Super Bowl pre-show
big game.
Yeah.
She lost her fucking mind.
You witnessed this?
Yes. Yeah. She was like, why is he like, oop.
And
why is he doing this right now? Like blah, 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 blah. And then she literally just ran off.
And we were like,
you saw her have, were you filming
doesn't
it?
Doesn't have to be
no.
Done.
No. No, we were, me, I think Scott was there too. It was like the three of us were like,
oh yes, it was. It was Scott
okay.
too.
And then we were like, well, now what do we do? Like, and we couldn't even get our content.
I think it was Scott and Todd, like the four of us. And we were just like.
So she just had a meltdown to like an
assistant
but
it wasn't
or to
like,
a
just like her team,
producer?
I guess.
Just
yeah.
Raising
like
her.
Group of people?
Just
yeah. I think they walked over with like a wardrobe cart too. Like it was like, because I think that she was like going around.
She's
yeah.
also getting roasted on TikTok these days because of that video with her hair. And she's like, this is what I used to order.
Oh, the whole documentary, this whole like movie that she spent $20 million of her own money into because none of the studios wanted to hire her. The thing is just J-Lo, go get a Vegas residency, continue acting, and just play your hits. Nobody is really going to be like,
she spent $20 million on a documentary.
Yeah.
I didn't even
her,
know that it existed until I saw it on TikTok.
She made like a music movie.
Oh.
Like, a long music video that's to all of her songs. And people say it's like so CGI. Oh. It's like so silly. Even when she's like dancing in the rain at the end.
I got to watch it then.
Cracks me up. I took a gummy and I was watching a clip on TikTok and I was howling watching it. It's just stick with the she's a very talented person, but I think there's just an age to where you're still competing for this relevancy,
right,
still thinking
right.
that you need to
prove yourself,
top charts at some point with music. Sometimes it's like
she just wants to keep pushing the boundary.
Which I think is fine.
Yeah. She's been around so long, too. Like, literally since we were kids. So it's like, it's been a long time.
But I mean, it was so fun to watch her performance.
Yeah. She was so good.
Yeah.
It was really fun to watch
her.
And she was jarring.
Because that was like our first interaction with someone like on a job. And we were like, what the fuck?
But I want to be clear. She didn't freak out on us.
No.
Like, it wasn't like she yelled at us or anything.
No.
It was just.
I love people who are like from like the Bronx and like they'll like react.
Yeah, they
like,
stitch her
like,
video.
Ham and cheese roll in an orange drink. If you know, you know. They're like, girl, what block are you from?
I saw one and the guy was like, people are just being assholes.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
really?
I mean, I'm sure they are too. Yeah.
Like
I mean,
he was like, I literally know exactly what she's talking
about.
What's
an orange drink? The one with
like
Kratom?
No, it was like those little like barrel drinks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like the bug juice kind of. Yeah, or like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I see. Yep.
You rip off the lid, it leaves a little
stain. That's what I gathered from the guy talking about it.
Right,
right. His, like, wife did it to him. Like, how people are, like, asking other people. They're like, what did you get if you go to the bodega?
Yes, yes, yes.
Should I make one?
Yeah.
Where you went in Nebraska? So in Nebraska, we went to the Sprouts, and I would go.
The one time I've ever been to New York, I'm like, I got Cheetos.
It is a thing, though. If you live in New York, you go to your local place. They have a sandwich. You get it. Fine, but I think
Do you grocery shop there?
You can, but like grocery shopping in New York's really tough because there's
I could never live there because of like that and laundry.
Oh, oof. Yeah. That's when I was living in Brooklyn, you gotta
and trash.
Whip it over your shoulder. It
stresses me out.
No, trash is easy. You just put it in the chute and it goes down.
Just throw it out the window.
And then they put it all out in the streets. But just the idea of like
ordering
things
around.
Or getting furniture into a building gives me such a headache.
Moving, dude, is insane to move in New York City.
Oh my God.
It's so difficult.
Just have inflatable furniture for that would just be like, this is the most efficient way.
Especially because like all the, like most apartments are so tiny. And
yeah.
And like the stairs and like.
When I moved into one apartment, we had a couch that we wanted to move in. And the way that it was laid out, the couch, we tried with my dad and my roommate, we tried every single way to just move this couch in. After like 30 minutes, we're all drenched in sweat. My dad just goes, "We got to cut it up."
You can also hire someone called like the couch doctor. That there's people in New York that will come and then they'll take apart your couch for you and put it back.
Wow.
Well, we just took a saw in the hallway and me and my roommate cut the couch in down one of the sectional sections, moved it in, and then smushed it back together, and it worked. And then when we moved out, we just threw it out because it wasn't like an expensive couch. We're like 18.
I just saw on Claudia's story. They moved places and she got a new couch and they couldn't get it into her apartment.
Yeah,
and
it's
they had
tough.
To like, come back the next day.
Couches are
to disassemble the
couch.
Yeah,
moving sucks. Truly, I've moved so many times.
Mad respect for the movers.
You moved a lot too. So yeah. I feel like you moved every year.
I've moved like now I'm like with my wife, so I think I'm gonna be
hopefully
there for a while. But yeah, I've moved like 7-8 times.
Jeez,
but it's always been easy because I'm usually moving out my bedroom to another
place. You're doing
I've never had the dominant furniture in a place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's usually been a couch or a bed and stuff like that.
Well, anyone got any celebrity hot takes?
Celeb hot takes. So, yeah, I got a list of people that I just like that I think are just overrated.
Ooh.
Oh. I'll tell our DMs were.
What?
Making Aaron offended.
Yeah. Oh, what were they saying? Taylor Swift?
Yeah, a lot of people were like, Taylor Swift is overrated. Someone actually said that she's an awful performer.
How dare you?
That's just not true.
Which is the one where I was like, okay.
No,
seems like
person,
a personal vendetta.
I feel like even Mike would say that's
no,
not true.
She's a great performer.
Oh, and I wrote, they wrote, stage presence is not it. I'm like, have you ever seen her perform? Mm.
Yeah, download Disney Plus. Watch the Eras Tour.
Yeah,
get back to us.
Or just like on YouTube. Literally Google her performing. She runs around that stage the whole time.
Depends what you're watching, though.
I've seen people do like the Taylor Swift workout where they're on a treadmill and trying to sing all of her songs for the entire duration because that's what she's doing and it's next to impossible.
Yeah.
I have a problem with one celebrity. I love their music. If I'm having a bunch of like margaritas or drinks and you put on the song, I'm
Jimmy
dancing out. And I think, margarita
it's
was a bad
Brown.
Choice.
Yeah.
But I'll rock out to their songs. Hell, I'll even buy a ticket and see them live.
Okay.
I think they're a great performer. There's something about their personality I do not like. It's Katy Perry. Patricia's family loves American Idol, and I think that's a great gig when you're a successful celebrity and you get paid millions a year to judge people and come in. She's kind of a bit of like a pick me girl.
I've seen so many TikTok clips of her being like a little cunty.
They gotta have a villain.
Yeah,
like, to me that's how I see it. I'm like, they just need like
they need a Simon.
Villain.
I also kind of get why she is that way. Have you ever seen the documentary about her?
I know she's had kind of a troubled childhood growing up in Utah. Her like parents really kind
hyper religious,
like, didn't really support her career. I bet that has a lot to do with her.
That's what I think it is.
And I don't think she's really evil. And I don't think she's like a bitch. I just there's something about her where everyone that she's interacting with, especially like these kids who are auditioning for American Idol, it's all to like kind of her own amusement. Like she's like almost like a queen, like on a throne. Very just
like the whole
not
American
seeing
Idol.
Them as people, more seeing them as just
like underneath her.
Have you ever seen Simon Cowell talk to people?
I know,
right? But that I guess that's Simon Cowell.
It's because she's a woman.
But Katy Perry, I think she's just very full of herself, and I don't find her very genuine.
Okay,
don't clip that.
I think she's genuine in the sense that she doesn't give a fuck.
I guess so.
I do kind of get the pick me girl thing. Like the documentary kind of made me really under, because also they had this footage of her family when she was like younger, and her family is very just traditional, conservative, like wearing normal clothes, like just your classic religious conservative family, which probably comes with a lot of restrictions, etc. But then like they then interview her parents present day after she has all this money, and they're dressed like Guy Fieri, like just decked out in like all designer clothes and clearly like sort of absorbing the rich lifestyle in a way that she probably resents too, where it's like, I thought you guys were against all this, and now you're like, and she probably has a lot of internal like things that she's,
yeah. No, so, I understand.
Katie, come on out.
I mean, bring it on. I don't know.
bring it on.
I wanted to get tickets to her Vegas show.
It was really good.
Yeah. That's like, there's nothing. I think she's great. There's something about
her. That's fair.
Like,
that's why it's a hot take.
And I feel that way. I'm not coming. I feel like I'm coming after like all these female celebrities here. Anne Hathaway is another person where.
Oh, did you just read her big profile in the magazine, though?
No, what?
There was a big profile on her that's really good where she talks about.
Like how everyone hated her.
Yeah, how everyone didn't like her. They didn't think she was sexy. She like stopped drinking. She's trying to like, whatever. Go ahead.
I think she's a great actress. I think she's so beautiful. In interviews, though, when she's talking sometimes, I'm like, this seems, it's a little pageant queen-y.
Yes.
Like she's almost doing this performance where she's kind of filling in the air, making herself seem a little bit more. It's just not as like grounded as I want her to be. She seems a little neurotic.
Well, it was interesting.
We're doing hot takes here. Yeah, this is just.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Annie gal either.
But do you like her acting, like in roles and stuff?
Yes, no, absolutely. I love her in film, but like, there's just something about her in real life
if you ran into her at an airport bar, like in the lounge something?
Like, I feel like she would be like, oh, doll, you're drinking a vodka?
Yeah, it's just not going to
be like, I love your dress.
Yeah.
It's a little performative.
Here's the thing that just about actors in general is like that is their profession. So
of course
it's crazy that they can't just act like a nice person. Like this is your job.
I don't think they have to do that.
Like, I know they don't have to, but like
to be anyone other than them.
Yes.
I don't feel like Anne Hathaway's getting cheeseburger with like her gal pals and like kicking it.
No,
I don't think she has like a good community of like maybe women normal around people. Her who are like, yo, take a load off, Anne. It's fine. Like, Annie. Emma Stone seems so down to earth. Jennifer Lawrence, very down to earth.
I love her.
Anne Hathaway,
I could see, though, Jennifer Lawrence, that's all an act. I could see her being a fucking psycho behind the scenes.
I kind of think she might be.
I think her whole shtick is, I burped. I'm so relatable. Ha, ha, ha. Look at me. Watch my movies. But I could see.
I've never heard her do that.
I bet if you personally knew her and you got like in an argument with her, she's probably like.
Like, I feel like she would fucking hit somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Which is like not ideal. But, or this is also complete speculation. I don't know. But sometimes when people are just too perfectly manicured to be relatable, it's like, okay, you're compensating for something. Like, why are you.
I think she's like a PR person's worst nightmare.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. Because she's just so authentically herself.
I mean, that's probably likely the case, but like my cynical side is like, I would just love to get like a clip of her on set having like a Christian Bale screaming at you moment.
I think I really like her too because she's just like us. Like, she loves Bravo. She's like a huge Kardashians fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's just like normal. Yeah.
She hangs out with like Heather McMahon. For fun at Heather's house.
She'll like hang out with like Kris Jenner and stuff.
But like
hang
was
out
with a fan originally and then like had her on the show.
Yeah, but and then she's like funny around them. She like makes fun of how big their house is and stuff.
Yeah.
Like she's
like, oh my
funny.
God, this is your entryway.
I remember I saw
she came. Well, I don't want to say
her stylist is doing amazing, I will say.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing her interview like right when The Hunger Games came out because that was like her first like big movie, right? And she was on, I think it was David Letterman, and I was like, oh my God, this person is so fun. She literally just acted like one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got in like, a movie, and she was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. Like, I'm just a person. Like, what the hell? She
Bob
was like,
rocks.
She was like, I'm scared. No, she wasn't acting like crazy millennial. She was just like, this is, I don't know, I'm here. Hello. What's up? Like, just very.
And like, even now, she'll like run into celebrities on the red carpet.
And be like, oh my
holy
God.
Shit.
Yes. Like, when Jack Nicholson came up to her, she had like a meltdown. If I was a betting man, I would probably say she's not like that, but. I feel like there's at least one or two celebrities that have slipped through the system of just like, oh no, yeah, their persona's so nice, but then behind the scenes, everyone's like, what a fucking prick.
Oh, I'm sure there's
I don't think
so
it's
many.
Her, but there's got to be more than one.
Oh. Definitely.
I have a little hot take for our generation and Gen Z. I just never really got into Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
I know.
That's sad for you.
I don't think it's sad for me. I just don't really love it. I don't know.
Music-wise, the whole narrative? Like,
I think I'd like her as a person. She's very cute.
She's very nice.
Yeah, she seems very nice. Her music I just never connected with, really. I think it's fun to dance to.
If you were in high school or like in fourth grade, you would lose your
fourth grade. No, I love Olivia Rodrigo.
You do, but I don't think you're the target audience for her. I think her target audience is like sixth graders.
No, like, it's only sixth graders. I think it's like
about first loves and kissing a boy and like.
Have you listened to her album?
Yeah, but like I've been a teen girl.
Have you
before.
Listened to Guts?
Her voice doesn't. I can't.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
I wanted to like her. It's I mean, I loved.
Mike doesn't like female artists.
That is so false. Fiona Apple, Saint Vincent, Nina Sarah Simone, Bareilles. Bjork, Leve, huh?
Lady Gaga.
Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles. Oh, love her.
His best friend, Lady Gaga.
Oh, so teen.
Oh, I will Lady not G. stand for this
Palm
slander.
Artists.
Female pop artists.
Name a woman.
No, I like Britney Spears.
Name a woman.
Britney Spears. Who else?
I love the Christina Aguilera album, Back to Basics. That was a great album.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Which album was that?
It's one of her less popular ones, but it was like...
Deep cut. Okay.
It was called Back to Basics because she was doing like original songwriter stuff. And
Beautiful?
It
was it for the Beautiful album?
I think that one might be on it, but it's like songs no one's ever heard, but it's an awesome album. Also, oh my God, it just slipped my mind.
Boy Genius.
Phoebe Bridgers, great. I don't know if that's considered pop.
No, it's not, but it's popular.
Yeah.
This portion of Good Influences is sponsored by Spokio. I don't know about you, but I'm genuinely worried about where we are headed with technology. We've already turned to dating apps and social media to meet everyone we know. I mean, that's how I met everyone I know in LA, pretty much, which came with enough issues. But now with AI taking over, you don't even have to write messages by yourself or use your own photos anymore. If there weren't already enough scammers, catfishers, and imposters roaming the apps, I can't imagine how much worse it's gotten. But what's the next step after you hit it off with someone online? You exchange phone numbers. One thing leads to another, and now you're being asked to meet in person. Do you see where this is going? Before things get serious, make sure you always vet the person you meet online through Spokio. Spokio is a people search website that supports online dating safety. Simply search what info you do know about someone, like their phone number, and they'll pull a report with all the available records they have, including who the heck that phone number belongs to. You could find additional information like someone's age, address, socials, court records, and more. Get ahead of the fakes and gain transparency about the people you meet online by using Spokio. It also helps out our channel. And now, let's get back to the episode.
I shouldn't say this.
Why?
It's a hot take just in general. I just really... It hurts my soul that, like, people who are not musicians from birth or, like, have tried really, really hard, but...
Like Nepo
just
musicians?
Or just... Not even Nepo musicians, because that I kind of get. Like, if you grow up in a musical family, your parents are musical... That actually makes more sense. But if you're just like someone who has a lot of followers and is really popular and it's like, what's the next thing to do? Oh, let me just put out music. It's always like they get paired from a major label to write with like really good songwriters, really good producers. They just sit in a booth and maybe they do some writing, but like...
Yeah, you're just kind of this shell of like...
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
You're just a vehicle for other people's talent. Yourself are not involved.
It's just a product. It feels like it's like Pepsi. Like
what if that's like their dream? What if they're like, I really want to try this?
Then pick up an instrument and like spend 2 years learning how to play guitar and putting chords together and writing a song. Don't hire the guy who wrote like, you know, Taylor Swift's album. Like don't hire Jack Antonoff.
Well, no one wrote Taylor Swift's album except Taylor Swift. Let's get that straight. So...
Right.
But like...
I feel like that's coming from a place of like...
Like
jealousy or like resentment.
It's maybe resentment, but
it's also taste. I mean, like,
I'm not saying you have to like
you
that.
You
want to
believe that the food you made was prepared genuinely by a chef
for
back
you.
There who put their time on it. It wasn't something they just popped in a microwave and brought out and said it's
it
really
just feels
good.
So transactional. Like this kid will have like $1 million because they, you know, did a bunch of TikTok videos or whatever. Then they just pay money for songwriters, pay money for producers, pay money to be on Jimmy Fallon, and now they're a musician. Like,
I wish there was
like
more
Addison Rae. Like
I don't
want to
name names.
No, it's okay.
Addison Rae's music's
okay.
been slapping. I just wish there was more awareness as music listeners and consumers of it, people kind of to understand what they're getting and what's behind it.
Yeah.
The thing is, if people want to chase their dreams and if it's going to be a hit, go do it. Life is short. Jam out, rock out. Music is awesome.
It is,
but
exactly.
There's a little bit of... fuckery afoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's always like the YouTubers, like TikTokers that make music that is always like, but sometimes they are good and then it's like, okay, I like it.
Yeah, just like if it's a good song and they're putting it out, I don't really care how it got there.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. And that's most people are like that. Yeah. I just, as someone who's like friends with musicians and like plays music and knows what that actually, like that side of it is, I would rather just, there's so many people that are actual musicians that actually write their own stuff that have put years into it. That if they were in the machine in the same way, I feel like, A, the music would be better. I feel like music is just better when it's written by, like, musicians versus whatever, but that's my hot take.
What, you didn't like Friday?
I feel like that could be, like, said about any career. Like, people could say that about us.
No, but it's, there's no, no, I could disagree. Like,
I could be like, oh, it's fucking annoying that Addison Rae got big on TikTok for dancing.
No, but that's not it. That's what she does. She's on a platform doing like something that she's really good at and like worked hard at and posted of 100,000 videos of like stuff that people wanted to see. That's why she is where she is. She like met the market. This would be like if I wanted to be like, oh, I want to be in a gallery show. So now I'm going to hire someone to like hold my hand while I paint on a canvas and then I'm going to present it.
And you've done no studying.
Yeah.
Right. You don't even understand art. You don't even know the different types of
That's just what it feels like to me.
Materials that go into it.
Everyone's feelings are process. Valid.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. Like, obviously, if you want to go and listen to like
shitty ass music.
And I love culture. I love pop culture. Yeah. I love when like silly things get big and everyone's singing it out. I love even Rebecca Black's Friday. I love all
of course when Addison Rae's like, I'm making music, I'm like, oh god, but then it's like, oh wait, this is kind of a slap.
Well, because like, she's working with like Charlie XCX
exactly,
and really cool
like,
people.
I like the music.
Yeah, she's
like
only able to do that.
I get that. To me, it's just like a weird thing about society right now that just feels it's like a new thing that has never happened before. Like when they found Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake
and Ryan Gosling.
They were all like talented as kids and like people identified, oh, these kids can actually sing, they can, you know, we can like put them in the machine and do it. And then they go and they like the Jonas Brothers had to play My High School in 2006 to try and like figure it out. And nowadays it's kind of just like, it's the first time there's a group of musicians that are really popular that have basically had to put in no work to
like
be
Gracie
musician.
Abrams vibes.
I would disagree. Gracie Abrams has been doing music for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And like, I just know her dad talking about.
Yeah, I don't
like,
wanna,
like YouTubers and TikTokers mostly.
Basically, like YouTubers
He's
and TikTokers.
He's just talking about the phenomenon of where these creators who are known for something else do music as like a side quest.
So it's like it's like me.
Or like actors have done it too.
Yes. What if Carly and I were like,
we're
going to
make a song.
Album. Say it was our dream in life.
Then
but we
pick
didn't...
up a piano, pick up a guitar, and write something, and let's see if it's any good. And if it's not,
well, it's not gonna be good.
I wouldn't be able to lift a piano, by the way.
Huh?
You told me to pick up a piano, and that just seems like
can't lift a piano.
Impossible.
Have you seen her nails? No way she's picking up a piano.
I did take piano. I did take guitar.
I took clarinet.
So I've done it.
So fuck you. I took violin and
You've
clarinet.
Done it before.
So everyone can suck my
dick.
It'll
be a fun sound with those instruments.
I also have a harmonica.
I mean, I probably
at home.
Sound like an old angry boomer
saying
all this
stuff.
No, for
sure. But I love
like
the take.
It's something that you are passionate about. So it's like infuriating.
Because
people...
it feels like it's a lot of the music. It's like almost feels like half of popular music is that. Whereas it used to be.
It was true discovery of talent.
I get what he's saying now.
Like talented because for the sake of making music, not talented for the sake of they're famous and they're
publicity.
A brand. Yeah. Now we can just pump shit into them and sell it because people know their name and their face.
Yeah.
There's like, it just, I miss the effort.
I want some guy going into a bar and be like, I love what I hear. Here's my card. You guys have something. Starlight in the eyes, all of you. Like I want.
But I feel like they do that now. They just find
it's just
talented
different.
People on the internet.
I feel like South by Southwest is not a place of discovery anymore. It's a place of just publicity tour.
Yeah.
Like
well,
people
like
are going
the
there for press.
Coachella's
not,
for Instagram. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of get what you're saying. It's like I don't care. Like I think it's all fair, but like. We started YouTube ground zero, kind of. Like, it was just us, like, had our Vine following and started vlogging. Of course, there was, like, our friends were vlogging, too. But that was, like, pretty organic. But then it's, like, we have people like an Olivia Jade, for example, which is fine. But it's, like, she's already popular and her YouTube channel blew up because it's, like, she's already, like, rich and So it's like, I get it. It's like comparison. I don't care at all, but I just get it.
But someone like her is filming herself, editing the videos, doing the work.
Well, you don't know that she's editing.
Yeah, someone could be editing. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, but she's in the videos, and it's like her personality. She's not.
It's a lifestyle personality business, which is a different like branch of talent versus like.
Yes.
It's not like a true art form. Music is an art form.
Yes.
Only if you look at it that way.
Do you think what we're doing is like art in a way?
I think some people.
In a way.
Yeah.
Podcast. That's a great question. Is podcasting an art form? you could argue it is. Like, it there's been revolutions of
language
it.
Language
been...
arts?
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of that?
Okay, language next topic. Like language farts.
Next topic.
Everyone.
It seems like you have a list of these, like.
Well, these are listeners.
Oh, okay. Let's, spit out a few. Let's see
I'll go with looks. Starting with looks, because we had a lot of that.
Oh, boy.
Timothy Chalamet, not hot.
Disagree.
We had so many people. These ones were all, like, lots of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I do not think that Timothy Chalamet is attractive.
I think he is. I think he's very angular. I think if you, if I think, yeah, chiseled. I think he can rock, like, fashion model shoots, like, no problem, and is a talented actor.
Do you think he's a good actor?
Yes.
Him being an actor has nothing to do with the way
he's had looked. Some bad roles. I didn't think Willy Wonka was that great.
Did you watch
Call
Wonka?
Me by Your Name? I think he is so great in that.
People aren't saying that he's a bad actor. People are saying he's not hot.
I think looks change over time. And yeah, he's not like Leo DiCaprio, like conventional 90s sexy that we are used to. But I think he has a very distinctive look. He's more like Johnny Depp in a way.
No.
But he doesn't, I guess, have a baby face. But it's a new look. I think he's attractive. He is attractive.
Okay.
He could work out more, though. Sorry, I think he's a little scrawny. Hit the weights, Tim.
See, this is why people are saying he's not hot.
Use Kylie's gym.
Jeremy Allen White, not hot.
Whoa.
He is a weird looking dude.
I don't think he's hot either.
He should have been Wonka. I think he looks like Gene Wilder.
Exactly like him.
You sat through that movie?
Not really.
He likes musicals, though. You just don't
do
that.
Yeah.
I like a Broadway musical, but Wonka was just made for the movie, right? I don't think there was a Wonka Broadway musical.
I thought he was hot and Shameless, but now I'm not as like attractive.
I think he has a sex appeal. Yeah. He has a sex appeal.
Yeah,
to
especially
him.
In Shameless because of like the way he just like moved and acted.
That Calvin Klein shoot really did wonders for him.
Yeah, that's true.
And he had to gain all that muscle for Iron Claw.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I still need to watch that. I'm excited.
He has a look, but yeah, maybe not conventionally hot. Oh, I love we're just judging people's
then
looks.
Austin Butler, I'm telling you, so many people.
Austin Butler is objectively a good-looking dude.
Not hot, people said.
That's insane.
I think he's attractive.
He's the one I am like, oh no, he's hot.
He's objectively a good-looking dude. Yeah. He was good-looking in Dune, where they fucking painted his whole face white and gave him a bald cap.
Yeah,
and he's like, you could still tell this guy's fucking hot. And we saw him in person, and he is.
Oh God.
Hey, it's Austin.
He's
oh yeah, we did hang out with him.
He's I saw him in Austin. Real life one time. I think you were with me because Vanessa Hudgens used to be neighbors with David, and like one day Austin Butler was just like literally working in their garage.
Oh,
like
right.
I turned on the street and I was like, was that Austin Butler? And he was just like being a normal guy working.
I also
in the
didn't
garage.
Realize he was one of the bad guys in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
he's one of the hippies.
Yeah.
Which I was like rewatching recently. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
It's wild, like in LA, how you can like be friends with people before they even get massively famous, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that Chase, like who's the kid? Chase Stokes or the kid on Outer Banks?
LBX.
He like came up to David, like kind of, I think before he like bought the role and was like, came into his car and was like, hey, David, I just booked a show, but like big fan or whatever. And he's like, whatever.
He was like, okay, cool, whatever. But then it was like, oh, he literally is on Outer Banks.
And I used to hang out with Jacob Elordi, and then Euphoria happened. And I was like, that kid definitely doesn't remember me. And like years passed where I was like, he for sure doesn't. And then I was at a party and he like stopped my chest and was like, Matt, how the hell are you, mate? And I was like,
Saltburn converted me.
Oh, to Jacob Elordi?
Yes.
No one had a problem with his looks, right?
No one mentioned a thing about him.
Oh, well, I think he's very attractive.
Sydney Sweeney.
I'm with you.
Not hot. And terrible actor.
Oh, she's...
Yeah, she's not that good.
I think she's a good actor.
She's good in Euphoria, but that's like the only thing it seems... And she was good in White Lotus.
Yeah,
but like,
and
that's the
in
same,
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I mean, yes, she's good, but I feel like she kind of has a bag of tricks that she kind of uses where it's like, it's good acting. Wait until she's in a Marriage Story like type movie like Scarlett Johansson.
Do you think she could do that?
That's what. Show me what you got,
right,
Sydney.
Right.
I want to see you full on dialogue.
Yeah. Put her in a scene with Leo or Brad
Pitt.
Get
an Aaron Sorkin script, see if she could keep
Euphoria.
Up.
Do a Universal tram ride.
Did she lie about that?
It's no. like hazy. It's I don't think unclear. She lied.
I don't think she's hot. I just think she has big boobs.
Never mind.
I think she's really pretty. Genuinely.
Obviously, ebb and flow.
Obviously,
like,
she's it's like those guys who are like, Margot Robbie's not that hot. Like, we sound like, be like,
how dare you?
No, but I think Margot Robbie's beautiful.
There are people that be like, that she's are saying, mid. Oh, she's like, you go to Russia, every girl looks like that. It's just like fucking idiot
she's
guys.
She's the Grace Kelly of our time, man. Like,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Another very modern reference from Matt King, Grace Kelly of our time. There's not a single color photo of Grace Kelly. That's how old that
Rear Window is in color, man. She's in plenty of color movies, dude.
Obviously, Sydney Sweeney's like absurdly attractive, like as a human being. But yes, I could see how people could be like, you know what? Maybe she's not as attractive as people are making her out to be.
Okay. Another big take was that Taylor Swift is overrated, and then also Beyonce is overrated, which I
definitely disagree.
I don't think Beyonce's overrated because I don't, but I'm also not on like Beyonce TikTok and Beyonce like Twitter.
Where people go bananas for her.
Yeah, but like I don't feel like I see like an oversaturation of Beyonce stuff.
I just think her fans are not as insufferable as Taylor Swift's fans.
Are you kidding me? I think they're very equal.
Maybe I just don't come across
that's
as much of them.
I think that's why.
Yeah. I did listen to her new album.
I did too. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Yeah. I like the song with Miley. I like that song.
It was cool that she did the Jolene cover and like kind of like 2020-ified it, like the lyrics got changed. And
that's like what Fall Out Boy did with them. They didn't start the fire.
Oh, yeah.
They literally just changed all the words.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to age super well, but it is cool to just see her be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing a country album, doing a dance album, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. It's like,
I think she's got a rock one next.
That's what the theory
Azealia
is.
Azealia Banks was very upset about her album.
Fuck Azealia Banks. Actually, I don't know. I always love Azealia Banks.
I really have no idea who that girl is. I just hear always mad about something.
Someone had a tweet where it was like a list of like everyone Azealia Banks has had beef with. And it's like
every single person.
Every single celebrity like on it she's had beef with.
Her at like the Grammys would be insane.
Yeah. She needs to make more hits though. I mean, some of her stuff's good, but give me some more 212.
212.
Yeah.
You keep riding with the same towel. Take.
Someone said Julia Roberts is a terrible actress.
What?
No.
Looks constantly constipated.
Huh?
Well, I mean, maybe if you saw like Ocean's 12, like, I mean, that's the
she's
only
a
movie
phenomenal
you've seen.
Actress.
Oh, yeah.
She's
literally you seen one of Mystic the best... Pizza?
Or what's the one where she
Pretty
plays
Woman.
The pro? Yeah.
Or
Pretty
oh,
Woman?
My Best Friend's Wedding. Oh, she looks so hot good. In that. And you know who's also amazing in My Best Friend's Wedding? Cameron Diaz.
It's such a good movie.
That scene where they're having where they're singing karaoke and Julia Roberts is trying to set her up because she loves doing karaoke with her best friend who's marrying Cameron Diaz. And Cameron Diaz sings terribly, but she wins the entire bar over. And she's just smiling, bright, singing through it. That acting from Cameron Diaz is best scene
ever. I miss her.
On the flip side, I think she ruined Gangs of New York. Have you seen Gangs of New York
recently?
You know
what? I've never like fully like.
It's literally Daniel Day-Lewis.
Of course, a woman ruins
Leonardo
it.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I know there's other women in it that are crushing
kidding,
it, but
kidding.
It like Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis in a Martin Scorsese movie taking place in like the early 1900s in New York. They're so in character. And whenever she's on screen, it's like I'm just watching Cameron Diaz in a costume.
Oh, Cameron Diaz. I thought you meant Julia Roberts.
No. Cameron Diaz.
I gotta revisit that on my Diaz films.
It's like so frustrating that I'm just like, oh, she's just so not. I think it's just bad casting, honestly. I don't think she did a bad job, but she like, I don't know.
Have you seen The Holiday?
Parts of it.
Her and Jude Law, both of them.
They just made me fall in love.
Kissing tens.
Also, the Ashton Kutcher movie with her.
What Happens in Vegas.
One of the funniest movies
it's
of all time.
So good.
It's so good. I used to watch it. It was always on HBO when I was in college. Like anytime you would just turn on HBO, it was on. I've probably seen it like 20 times.
It's so funny. She just was like, there's something about Mary. Like,
oh, yeah.
She's
great.
She was perfect.
I can't believe the guy from Good Charlotte got Cameron Diaz.
Which guy?
Is it Benji or...
Yeah, she's with Benji, I think. And then
Still.
Did she have a baby?
They just had a second one, yeah.
Wow, good for her.
Oh my gosh, a little Diaz in the world. What a blessing.
Their names are pretty wild.
Well, of course, they're celebrities.
That's kind of cringe when celebrities give their kids horrific names.
But do you want to hear what they are?
Should
we put like the baby's names out there? I mean, is that kind of their privacy?
I think it's public.
People what? Magazine, dude.
I think it's okay. Public, yeah.
I'm not looking up their record.
Their address.
Just what we're...
Their records.
Yeah, like, oh, let me log into their records and find out their kids' names.
But I feel like celebs can kind of get away with naming their kids cool, crazy names. You're a celebrity.
I think it depends, like, what the name is. Sometimes I'm like, that's too far. But okay. Sometimes I'm like, hey, cute.
They have a 4-year-old daughter named Radix.
Like, come on, man.
Their dad's name's Benji. Like,
Benji Radix. And
Radix. I'm not surprised the lead singer from Benji Good Charlotte named his kid Radix.
And then their new child's name is Cardinal.
Like, dude, just good luck on the playground when Tommy, Jimmy, and Billy are.
They're going to be going to the finest schools in LA. Everyone's all of names. Those kids are going to be named.
Hello, Fawcett. Fawcett and Cher are coming in. Yeah. And Moonstone and
Tempur-Pedic.
And Owala.
I think that Joel and Nicole also have a kid that's like a bird.
Like Sparrow or
like Harlow or something.
Hawk.
Like that. Joel did, and Nicole.
Did when that, I forget her name. Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid Apple.
Yeah.
Was that like the first time a celebrity did that? Because that feels like the first time
like
I heard
it.
I
feel like it was.
I feel like the big like monumental one where everyone was like, what in the fuck?
Which so in the grand scheme of things.
Like, that's a great name, I think, though.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not like the craziest one. You know what I mean? I don't
now
think it
it's
is.
Not, but like at the yeah. time, it was pretty bold. She was one of the...
A horrible mother, call CPS.
Yeah. I mean...
Paltrow?
Well, no,
when
like,
they... that's like what people were saying. They were like, why are you naming your child Apple?
They don't get it.
Oh, Sparrow. It's Sparrow. Is Joel and Nicole's.
I see that.
Someone said that. Actually, I'm not going to read this one.
Why?
Someone said.
Why?
Because it's just mean.
Do we want to be mean? Oh, we've been mean. I don't know. Who cares?
Someone said that Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell, multiple people said this, and Will Ferrell are not funny.
I bet you that the people that wrote that in are not funny. I think they are probably the most boring, and they think like they and probably think like people who do ventriloquism is like, oh, isn't that a hoot? Like, that's who you're talking. No, fuck you.
But I also think comedians sometimes are a birth of their time and what people found really funny at that time.
Yes.
So there's like different styles and different tastes. Even though I love Steve Martin, I watched the Steve Martin documentary, and I was watching his stand up from back then. I was like, this, I don't really find it that funny, but I get why people at that time found it funny. I think. I can get what they mean by that, but it's also you need to understand comedians are births of their culture and their moment.
But like, what if these people are our age?
Yeah. I could also see, I could see more Will Ferrell, someone not liking his style of comedy, because it is pretty particular what he does, where he's just like screaming, and like that's his bit, is where he's gets really loud, gets really angry, kind of acts stupid. If you don't like that, fine. But you put on
Adam Sandler kind of does that too.
No.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer. He literally has like screaming, yelling scenes in every single one of those movies.
But that's not the only thing that he does. Sure. But
neither Will Ferrell. He's been in like dramas.
Yeah, what was that one we watched where it was like the Olympics, but it was... We watch it in Palm Springs.
The Olympics. Oh, Eurovision?
Yes.
Not the
That's
Olympics.
That's not a drama.
That's a like no. Stranger Than Fiction.
Stranger Than Fiction. Brilliant.
Emma Tomby.
He was just in that new show, like the therapist one.
Oh, I didn't like that so
Me
much.
Me neither. But he wasn't like that in there.
Also, the other one, Everything Must Go, is an incredible Will Ferrell movie. Yeah. With all the stuff on the lawn when he gets...
He can be serious.
Yeah.
He's also in that movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, The Force Majeure. The Force Majeure remake.
Which is a remake of a foreign film. But,
serious in that.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really dumb take. And you're wrong.
They probably watch Friends watch. Or something.
Someone said Nicolas Cage can get it.
Yeah, he's kind of a stud.
Me, I'm like, I don't know what he looks like.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, National Treasure.
Never seen it. I know what he looks like. I just need to like see.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Snake Eyes. Raising Arizona.
Moonstruck.
Never Family Man, The Weatherman,
The Wicker Man.
What's the name?
Nicolas Cage. You definitely know this guy.
Ghost Rider.
I know what he looks like. It's just like, I can't picture it.
I do feel like...
Yeah.
To me, like looking at him, I'd be like, no.
No, I'd be like, you're going to spike my drink.
Well, nowadays he's looking a little weird because he's like dying like his beard and stuff. Okay. Type in 1990s
Nicolas
Cage.
I also think like
Nicolas
he's
Cage.
Not a great actor, so it's hard.
Oh, I completely disagree.
Like he just seems
he's incredible.
So like... He's
a bit of a Nepo baby, isn't he? Yes. Francis Ford Coppola is his uncle.
Yes, and he Nepo changed baby. His name from Coppola to Cage because he didn't want to be perceived as a Nepo baby, which we love and respect.
Zooey Deschanel keeps going on about how she's not considered a Nepo baby.
Her dad was a big film producer
yeah. and director for like a few
And her
things.
Mom was something too. And she's like, I don't think that that makes me a nepo
baby.
She
grew up around.
And everyone's like, literally just admit it.
I mean, just because your parents aren't like, here's your job, doesn't mean you're not a nepo baby. It's like your parents have all the connections. You have connections because of your parents. So 100. It's not like, it's not necessarily a negative thing. It's just what it is.
Do you feel like she's kind of like different now?
I don't follow her at all.
Like, you know when people like believe Avril Lavigne died and like she got replaced and it's not the real Avril Lavigne? Sometimes with Zooey Deschanel. And I, you know what? I know celebs get work done. Oh. I'm not there to like be like, she doesn't look the same. But like her attitude or like her personality is not maybe the ideal manic pixie dream girl we were all used to in the 2000s. And I'm happy the Property Brother got Zooey Deschanel.
Well, she went from Ben Gibbard to a Property Brother. It's right. It's a different woman.
Just when I see videos of her sometimes, I'm just like, she doesn't like seem like, I don't know.
She strikes me as one of those celebrities that's probably not super nice in real life.
You think?
Yeah. I'd be curious. Her acting of like the, you know, her like little character. And then, I don't know, I could just see her in real life just being very cold and like quiet and not.
I knew someone who went on set of New Girl and like she was friends with her, but was like around it and thought she was like a little cold to the cast.
But also like whenever people say this.
We're not doing defamation or anything, right?
No, we're just gossiping.
This is all, but it's also like the fact that some people have like single 30-second interactions with a celebrity and they're like, wow, they're a fucking dick. And it's like, it was a 30-second interaction out of an entire lifespan. It's not a good gauge to say if like there's always
unfair.
Things on Reddit where it's like, who's the celebrity that was rude to you? And it's like, okay, like maybe they relate to something, maybe their mom just died, like they're just a fucking human being and they don't owe you anything. But sometimes if it's like, oh, they screamed at a waiter and then didn't leave a tip, that's like, yikes.
Yeah, like the way they treat other people, I think is very telling.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, when people are like, oh my God, they're literally the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And they're like, because they smiled and said hello. Like,
yeah, because you're probably expecting
People just give celebrities too much like, oh my God, I met whatever is, and they were just so nice. Oh my God, I think they're the nicest person Have you ever met a regular nice person? Like, get with the program. I don't know.
Wait, it literally says her mom was in the show Twin Peaks.
Whoa.
Zooey Deschanel's mom?
Yeah, Mary Jo Deschanel.
Oh, and
which
her sister.
And her dad.
And her sister is in Bones, right?
Yeah, her sister's a nepo baby too then.
Yeah.
Mary.
I mean, if you and your sister.
Like they're like the Gyllenhaals. It's the exact same thing.
What are their parents?
Jake Gyllenhaal's
like,
dad was a huge.
Were producers.
Yeah.
That's Zooey Deschanel's mom.
Let me see.
The main girl in Twin Peaks.
Oh, she looks just like them. I've never seen Twin Peaks.
You would hate it.
Why?
I tried to get into it, Aaron.
Is it scary?
Is it like Hooters?
It feels like kind of like sappy, weird, like soap opera drama.
The music
like the acting
is very
isn't that
weird.
Good. It has a weird pace to it. Give it a shot.
Aaron may
really
love
it.
Acting isn't good. Sign me up.
I try to get into that. And
isn't, what's his face in it? The guy from Desperate Housewives?
Kyle MacLachlan?
Is that his name?
I mean,
he's been in a lot of stuff. He's the mayor in Portlandia.
He was the original Paul Atreides in the first Dune. That was
yes.
Made.
He was also in Blue Velvet.
I have a hot take.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know him from Desperate Housewives.
You should try it. I mean, I would love to know what you guys think of Twin Peaks.
Oh, David Duchovny's in it?
I love David Duchovny.
Californication.
Even though I think he's a little messy.
Oh, is he?
In real life, I think.
Californication.
Had some like marital problems, like cheating, infidelity, sex addiction.
No, that's the show, Californication.
No, but I think, I swear on his Wikipedia page, there's something about sex addiction.
Oh, yeah, Mary Jo Deschanel. Maybe I'll.
He was married to the woman who was in, remember Fun with Dick and Jane, with Jim Carrey?
Nah. Mm.
Were they Rob Banks?
Gillian Anderson?
I think Creed and Nickelback have some songs that slap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I like them.
That's
I don't
a good
care.
Take. Their hate is un.
Well, I guess we could have positive hot takes.
Yeah, their hate is
un.
I like
I
them.
Feel like we've
it's
been
like
doing
bad,
snarky.
Good music. I was just in New York at Madison Square Garden. I think they're performing there. And I was like, I want to go.
I know. Being a rock star.
Yeah.
15 girls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the butt rock. I call it dad.
Butt rock?
Dad butt rock. I guess.
Someone said, John Mayer isn't as bad as everyone says he is.
People think he's bad?
Yeah, who says he's bad?
Like, not as a musician, I think as, like, a person, because he shits on people's chests. But, like, let's be honest, I'd let him poop on me.
I'd watch.
He's
a steamy pile of shit right here.
I think he wants the girl to poop on him.
I do. No. Well, I can't do that. That's unless not what I I've literally heard.
Yeah, you'd have to get a laxative.
I do. Like, in his older age, like, I would say, like, now, like, I'm kind of like, but I was obsessed with John Mayer. But
I think also, it's also his interviews. He's very smug and, like, pretentious. And
I think he kind of lets people in more than other celebrities, I think.
He has a little bit of, like, but think I'm cool. Listen to me. I'm really cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to really convince you that I'm real and I'm cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't need to, like, put on a performance here, pal. Just be yourself.
I feel like that happened as he got older.
Yeah, I think
he
so, too.
More like, oh, no, yeah. Like, you have to understand this.
Yeah.
I am cool.
Yes. Yeah. He's just trying to. I feel like a lot of famous people.
I already think you're cool. And then he put out a song. Andy Cohen. Like, I know you're cool.
Then he put out a song called Why You No Love Me.
Good grief. That's a terrible song.
He put out a song called
Why You No Love Me.
Why You No Love Me.
It seems offensive.
Yeah. It's very strange. I don't know what.
It's like kind of like millennial, like meme humor. Like, Why You No Love Me.
It's cringe.
Why You No Eat.
When was that?
It's like most recent album, Sob Rock.
Oh. People were like comparing Taylor Swift lyrics to that.
Oh, I did kind of like that album.
I see it in the light. That
split
song?
Screen.
Yeah.
I can't hear what you said.
I don't want to sing it because I don't want to get copywritten.
Like, it's the song that he hired the Bar Mitzvah music video producers to make.
Oh, yes. I want to break through.
I want to take.
New Light.
New Light.
Yeah, it's a great song. But
I love Split Screen Sadness. It's a great song.
I mean, those first couple albums are just.
I love Neon.
Me too.
Yeah. You can play that on guitar, right, Carly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned.
So we can make an album.
Yeah, we can.
And you can't
I learned guitar.
Yeah, I learned how to play like the Beatles on guitar, all right?
Oh, wow.
For my class.
Good for you. Which song?
I don't know, like Blackbird or something.
Good. Blackbird on guitar?
Yep.
Good for you.
Me and Aaron have to perform, but we don't know how to play anything.
To prove that we can make an album and you not get mad at us.
It's like a Milli Vanilli situation, you guys. Also, poor Ashley Simpson, the whole lip syncing thing on SNL. Ashley Simpson deserved a better ride as a celebrity.
I agree.
And the world attacked her.
I agree.
If the internet existed, I feel like we would have moved on way faster from it. 100%. And she still could have had like a rebirth.
And everyone would be like, y'all, everyone has backing tracks. Because people still say shit like that. Like, even when Taylor Swift performs, they're like, I can't hear those. And it's like, yeah, because everyone has a backing track, too.
Well, backing tracks is different than your entire vocal being replaced.
Well, she had nodes.
Yeah, she had nodes.
I don't think she was going to do a full lip sync. I think.
No, I don't think so either. Because the first performance, she sang.
Yeah.
She sang the whole thing. And then the second one, it was like, they messed it up. And then she started doing this hoedown. And then she left the stage. And it was like the biggest thing for 2 years.
Yeah.
I saw that live.
Ugh, I love her.
You were there?
No, I was like, I remember watching it when that happened. I was at my friend Christopher's house.
I love when Larry David goes, ladies and gentlemen, Ariara.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like laughing.
Someone said, I don't know why, I just love the Kardashians. They're fun.
I used to hate them. Now I don't mind them, but I don't keep up with like their every move.
You don't keep up with them.
I don't keep.
It's hard to keep
really
up because they're doing so many things.
My feed will just show them all the time, and I'm like, I don't really want to see this that much, but sometimes I'll find myself watching.
I think I saw on like a Reddit thread about hot takes. It was like the Kardashians are overhated.
I think they could have better taste.
Too much.
I think that stems from like
society.
I think Skims is very cool.
Skims is amazing.
It seems like Skims. a celebrity brand that actually is doing something new and innovative and quality and not just like slapping your name on a subpar product to try and maximize profit. Like every girl that I've ever heard talk about
cozy.
Skims seems like it's an actually good thing.
Yeah. No, I'm literally obsessed with Skims.
I'm wearing Skims underwear. Oh, this
Me
is Skims too.
This
actually,
is?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
TJ was wearing my Skims robe this morning. You should get one of those.
A Skims. Oh, I have the Poppy robe, though. That shit.
No, the Skims robe is like.
With all due respect to Poppy.
How much is a Skims robe, though? Like $190?
No. Oh, no. I don't even think that much.
Like 1,000.
I can look at
It's like 1,000.
Yeah, and if you want Kim to deliver it in her Cybertruck, you can do it for 50
Does she have
grand.
A Cybertruck?
Yeah.
Damn, that's kind of sick.
She just posted on Instagram, I think, like photos, like paparazzi photos of her in her Cybertruck.
What color is it?
They're all the same color.
I just thought the Kardashians would have a little bit more fun.
Oh, like make it
pink
or something?
Well, that like is her color. Like it's just like beige. No, the robe is $100.
Let me see it.
Well worth Well, this is the black one.
It's very warm.
Is it thin or is it like warm and cozy?
It's really warm and cozy.
It's literally a cozy robe.
Soft as fuck. It's like the softest blanket you could think of.
Is it men's?
Oh, yes.
Sizes, because girls have shorter sleeves typically.
I feel like a lot of the stuff on Skims is unisex. Like the robe is definitely unisex. You could wear
Matt, we have a 90% female audience. We can talk about Skims for 5 minutes.
Also, we do Skims ad read, so like let's talk about Skims. Sometimes head to toe I'm wearing Skims. Like I'll be wearing the shirt, the underwear, pants, socks. Like
I do that with Hanes sometimes.
With Hanes.
Okay. The cozy robe is $128, but like literally.
There's a cozy robe and there's a uncomfortable nice robe.
Does it come in white?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like they have it in white right now.
But it's about to be summer. You can't do robes in the summer.
Yeah, you can because you have the AC on in your house and you're like,
cold
burr.
In the house. You pour
and it's just like you're walking. This is literally like you're walking around with a blanket.
Yes. The coziest blanket ever.
All right. You convinced me. I'll put it on my list.
I'll get it for you for your birthday. So don't get it. You have to wait two months.
Oh, your birthday's end.
June 4th.
May the
2004.
Fourth be with you. 2004.
Yep. 19 years old.
So way to go, Kimberly. Someone also said Kim K is smart AF, which
I agree.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I do think that there are a lot of
people.
I would
like
in the world
to really see that LSAT test, though. I know she passed the bar, but yeah, there's a little bar bit of that where I'm like, did you?
Yeah.
What is a tort, Kim?
I don't think the bar fucks around, dude. They're not going to fuck around and give a celebrity a passing test because she's a celebrity. That's like the
damn,
foundation.
And she fucking did the thing. There's times where like I believe it and there's some times where I don't believe that she would really pass the bar.
She like goes to the White House and goes to prisons and like gets people out of jail.
Yeah, if you watch the show, it's like pretty crazy. She's like very involved in like prison reform and stuff. It's interesting.
Okay.
Someone said celebs aren't responsible to speak on political issues.
I completely agree.
I agree.
Are not responsible.
Not.
No.
Completely agree. Yeah, the bullying of anything online is insane.
I think it's great when they do, but I think if they don't, it's like, leave them alone. Mm. They're not in politics. Like,
yeah.
It's also like, I feel like now people want everyone to say something, even if they're not informed on the subject. Yeah. And it's like, why would you want like a Kim K to speak out about something like immediately after it happens if she has no understanding of it?
Yeah.
Like, why would that be beneficial
shootings
to anybody?
And like school shootings or like
whatever.
I think it started probably in COVID is when people really 100% started to be like, meh.
Yeah, it wore me out really fast. Like, I'm just like, I never want to hear anyone's opinion.
I
never want to see anyone be like, you need to post something. I'm just like,
Dave Chappelle, one of his first stand-up things was about 9/11. And he's like, and then CNN calls up Ja Rule. Ja Rule, what are your thoughts on what just happened in 9/11? He's like, I don't want to know what Ja Rule thinks about 9/11. Yeah. Let me see what Ja Rule. No, like we don't need celebrity opinions.
It's also like, I don't really believe celebrities anyway. They're going to say whatever is most like, you know.
But then also common. It's like, what if they say something that differs from your opinion? Then you're just going to be pissed off.
But I think that is like to be on the other side. It's like, that's why people want to know so they can know if they should support that person. So I guess if it's really important to you to know if the person you're supporting is on your side with certain things, then that's fine, I guess. But I just don't give a shit what celebrity, unless they've done something really bad, obviously.
Like Joe Rogan talking about vaccines is so frustrating to listen to because he's
nonsense.
Such a dumbass. And there's such a good clip of him before like he went nuts and he's just like, we just got to get these vaccines and let's get over with this COVID thing. Like we got the mRNA, like let's go. And now he's just the opposite. It's like, he's not a scientist. He doesn't work in epidemiology. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking podcast bro.
Yeah.
We don't need your opinion on every single world politic thing, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but he does say like, don't listen to me. Like he'll be like,
he's a comedian.
I'm not a fucking
I know
person.
He says like, that, but
I know. He's still spewing.
He says he's
stuff.
A big dummy all the time.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not what gets
multiple
clipped
times
posted. So
he says he's a big dummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we say that too.
Self-aware
we're
king.
We're so Joe coded.
We'll all see you next week, everybody. Thanks
for
listening to this episode.
Thank you.
Bye.
And have a good week.
Toodles.
Toodles.